Stop asking me if you don't want to know. I'm tired of lying and I'm tired of dying. I know that I'm not okay, but that's what I have to say because that's all that you want to hear. And I'm so tired of this fear that cripples me and tangles my hands and my feet. Because my soul, it just wants to be known. I'm so afraid when it is, I'll just be alone. They asked me to be honest, but where has honesty gotten me before? So my eyes will drop to the floor, and those familiar words roll off my tongue, chattered 1,000 times before.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
So let's pretend for just one moment that I could be honest, that I could show you this darkness, that I feel like a hollow shell of a man, with people who believe that he can, well, he can't, that my demons, they won't stop knocking. Hell, I'm just begging for silence! Won't leave as if I could throw it up and out of me, but they laugh, and I can feel the claws on my back telling me that they're not letting me go, that they're not setting me free, for that power comes from within me. So my feet, they tell me to run, my hands are clenched to fight, but the chains are wrapped too tight. I won't be free tonight. I can't do this alone. I don't have the strength. I'm searching for help, but you just won't show yourself. That I could be honest, that I could show you this darkness, that I feel like a hollow shell of a man, with people believe that he can, well, he can't, that my demons won't stop knocking. Hell, I'm just begging for silence. Oh, if only I could show you my soul bare free for all to see. But the black, it hides deep, and I cower beneath the weight, but I can't wait, for it's crushing me, so I must be set free. Please, I'm begging you to come help me now. So I'll stare at this page, and I'll write these words, because I want to pour out my life and my soul, but the words just won't come, swirling around in my mind, never relenting until the very moment I can get them out, 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 I say. You don't belong within me any longer, for you are not my father! So let's pretend for just one moment that I could be honest, that I could show you this darkness, that I could show you the ugly side of me, that we could look at the ugly side of humanity, the side that we don't want to believe exists within us, but we all know that it's there. I'm just begging for silence! So let's pretend for just one moment that this is the answer to your question, not a simple I'm fine or okay, because this is my mind, and this is my day. If you can't handle that truth, then I'm sorry to say that I've wasted your time in your life, but I know you're just as broken as I am, so! Let's pretend for just one moment that you could be honest.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place right now. What is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, Mr. Blake Trent. And Blake, it's a pleasure, honor that you could join me today and tell us all about your music. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and where your love and passion for music comes from.
Yeah, so my mom is actually from Florida, born and raised here, and she was actually an actress and a musician all of her life until she took up nursing. But from a young age, she instilled that in me, and even though I hated it, she made me take piano lessons and had me learn a whole bunch of stuff about music that I didn't appreciate it at the time, but now I'm really grateful that she did. But I always wanted to be a rock star. I always had that, Mom, I want to play the guitar. Mom, I want to get up there and be on stage and be like all the great rock stars. Yeah, this is so cool. And so when I was 12 years old, I found an old acoustic guitar in our garage, and I went online and I taught myself how to play. Started out with everything you heard on the radio, from Green Day to Kenny Chesney to literally anything I could get my hands on and learn how to play. From there, I just started trying to do as much as I possibly could. I didn't write as much when I was younger, just because I think I was a little afraid of actually putting myself out there. I did a lot of acting and I did a couple of different things, but writing my own music has come more recently, probably in the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, Oh, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about this, song writing. I mean, is it based on, kind of true experiences? I mean, is it this kind of based on your life, or how do you get your inspiration?
Yeah, so I have a commitment or a promise to myself as an artist that all the stuff that I write about and all the stuff that I sing about, they're either real situations that I have had happen to me, or I've had a close friend in my life and we've talked about it. Because I hear a lot of music these days, and it's catchy and it's cool to listen to, but it doesn't really say anything and it doesn't have any meaning behind it, and it's just kind of a song just for the sake of a song. And I want to have music that always impacts people and makes them question the status quo, if you will. Since there's a lot of things that I think that people, especially my age, are dealing with, but they don't know how to talk about it with other folks. They don't know how to express that emotion and that feeling. And so I want to write music that really kind of challenges folks and allows them to have that opportunity to say, like, hey, somebody else was in this place too, and somebody else really felt this, and just have that connection, you know?
So, I mean, writing these songs, Blake, are kind of like a form of therapy in a way that they'll just to release kind of those emotions and, you know, letting everybody else know that might be going through it, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's, because I've struggled a lot with depression and other things in my life, and music absolutely was one of the things that helped me get through that, you know, among really good friends and folks around me. But it really made a difference to have people say, like, hey, you know, what would happen if you started writing this out and write it down and let it out that way through your creativity, you know?
So, I mean, for you, Blake, that does an idea for a song come pretty quick? I mean, when you get these ideas, do you try to write them down as quick as you can, or do you want to think about the song, or how does the process work?
I think definitely a lot of times I try to write it down as quickly as I possibly can. Unfortunately, the stuff that I write down immediately isn't always very nice,
right,
and very pleasing to hear the first time around. So I'll oftentimes, most of my music actually starts out as a poem,
right.
And I'll start there, and then I'll sit down with my guitar and just start going over the ideas and what's the story that I'm really telling with this particular song. What's the feeling? I always try to set it in as a scene, if you will, where there's a character and there's something is happening, and they're experiencing an emotion that way, that when you listen to the song, you can put yourself in that person's shoes and kind of feel that, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it definitely does. So, you know, we talk about, you know, being inspired to write lyrics, but I mean, as far as music, I mean, do you ever get a melody in your head or a tune that you just can't get out of? And he says the only way to get it out of your head is to write a song.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that my mom noticed when I was younger is I was always singing and making up songs and singing along to everything. And as I became more confident in my musical abilities, I really got to the point where now I'm just singing stuff all the time. I'm walking through the parking lot, sitting in my car, whatever. And whatever comes into my head, just free form, stream of consciousness. And if I feel like it's something really catchy and that I want to do again, I'll record it on my phone. And then I'll go back and listen to it again and say, okay, yeah, no, I think I can really do something with that. And I've got some folks actually that help me sit down and work through some of my musical smatterings, if you will, because a lot of times it's a lot of different ideas that I try to pull together to make a song.
Oh, so I mean, it's not necessarily one situation where you've got one set idea. I mean, you could almost get, you know, different ideas and combine them into one. I mean, is that fun for you to try to take bits and pieces here and there and then just create how they all fall into place?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Especially because a lot of times I'll write something and I think, okay, this is how this is going to sound. And then I'll start working through it and say, you know, that's not really how I thought that would be. So I'll put it on the back burner and let it sit, and I'll be working on another project.
Right.
And I'll start going all the way through that song and then be like, but it's really missing something and I don't know what it needs. I'll reach back to that old song and pull pieces from it, and sometimes just take one or two lines or a melody line or even just a bridge and then put it into the other song, and now I have a fully formed song. But it was, I didn't even think that I was going to be putting it into something else. It just kind of happens that way.
And we mentioned, Blake, that you play both guitar and piano. So when you're developing the song, is it mainly the guitar that you're using to get it? I mean, do you ever use the piano or create piano parts, or how does that work?
It really kind of depends on the song. To be honest, I view the piano more as a melancholy instrument.
Right.
Just because of the variety of sounds you can get from it, and especially with a lot of sustain and a lot of really echoing piano pieces, almost leave this haunting feeling that on a couple of my songs especially, I really like to capture that emotion. I feel like it draws you into the song, if you will. A lot more of the songs that I play out live, though, and a little more upbeat, they're usually done up on the guitar.
Oh, so there's a certain point where you decide that these songs are going to then be played live. Then there's just this point that this song is ready, and then other songs you kind of let sit for a little bit.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some songs that I'll listen to and say, you know, I think this one's ready to go be played out live, and I can do that just fine. And other songs, it's like, you know, I think it will be better if, at least in the settings that I play live currently, that people listen to this as a recording.
Oh, so you've got almost a science to us that you know what's going to be live, what's going to be a recording, and then what's going to maybe be both then, huh?
I wish I had it down to a science. It's definitely not that exact. But there are definitely some songs that, especially because they lend themselves to crowd participation or audience involvement, if you will, that they work a lot better in a live setting. And other songs, just to be honest, they just don't work well in bars and other loud venues. It's really kind of a sit and really think about it kind of song. And so those songs, oftentimes, I'll refrain from playing them out live.
Okay, Blake, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Blake Trent, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant and Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it's happening at Frank's Place. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.